You are going to listen to four young people talking about their leisure activities. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the speakers with their statements A to J. There are two extra statements that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, zero, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Speaker 1. Olivia.
These days, I don't have a lot of time for leisure activities, to be honest, because I'm doing a master's degree, and that involves a lot of studying. But when I do have a bit of time on my hands each week, I enjoy doing a bit of pottery. I've been into pottery for a while now, and I'm not bad at it, even if I do say so myself. But of course, when I first started, I was hopeless. I used to end up making a complete mess everywhere. It was my cousin who got me into it. She's been teaching pottery for years, and I learned the basics from her. She's got a small studio, so I go round there and we get our hands dirty together. It's a great way to be creative and spend a bit of quality time with my cousin. I don't have a lot of money at the moment, but I try to contribute towards the cost of the materials.
Speaker 2. Magda.
I took up playing the guitar a few months ago. I go to a class at a local music school every Wednesday evening and Saturday morning. The weird thing is that when I was a kid, my parents gave me so many opportunities to learn a musical instrument, but I just wasn't interested. They're both into music in a big way. Mum plays the flute and Dad plays the saxophone, so I thought they were trying to force me into playing something too. They weren't. Anyway, well, I can't say I'm a brilliant player, not just yet, but my teacher says I'm getting better, so that gives me a sense of achievement. And when I'm a bit further down the line with my music, Dad says he'll get me a new guitar. I haven't got an expensive one now because I want to see how I get on with my lessons first. I love playing, though. It makes me feel really chilled and calm.
Speaker 3. Paul.
I live near Cambridge, which is famous for punting. I've known about punting since I was really young because it's a popular activity with visitors here. And my best mate got a job as a punter with one of the local punting companies, and he suggested that I do the same. But I just want to do it as a leisure activity. It's not overly challenging. I guess the worst that can happen is you can crash into another boat, or if you have problems with a pole, you can fall into the water. And that could be a bit embarrassing, obviously. What actually happened to me once was the pole got stuck in the mud at the bottom of the river, and I really hurt my wrist trying to maneuver it out. It was probably because I lost focus for a second or two. Punting isn't the most economical of activities. It costs me loads to hire the boat, and that's why I only do it once a month.
Speaker 4. Brandon.
Well, my go-to thing's music. I listen to it all the time, though not when I'm in class or asleep, obviously. Mom says that when I was about 1.5, I used to beg her to turn on the music channels on TV and then get really mad when she turned them off. So, I guess that's how it all started. The cool thing about being into music is that it doesn't need to cost a fortune. You don't have to pay for a streaming service if you don't want to. There's such a wide range of awesome radio stations out there that you can find whatever sort of music you're into. all you have to do is put on your headphones, and whether you listen in your room like me, or when you're out for a run, music can transport you into another world, which is kind of nice.
Speaker 1. Olivia.
These days, I don't have a lot of time for leisure activities, to be honest, because I'm doing a master's degree, and that involves a lot of studying. But when I do have a bit of time on my hands each week, I enjoy doing a bit of pottery. I've been into pottery for a while now, and I'm not bad at it, even if I do say so myself. But of course, when I first started, I was hopeless. I used to end up making a complete mess everywhere. It was my cousin who got me into it. She's been teaching pottery for years, and I learned the basics from her. She's got a small studio, so I go round there and we get our hands dirty together. It's a great way to be creative and spend a bit of quality time with my cousin. I don't have a lot of money at the moment, but I try to contribute towards the cost of the materials.
Speaker 2. Magda. I took up playing the guitar a few months ago. I go to a class at a local music school every Wednesday evening and Saturday morning. The weird thing is that when I was a kid, my parents gave me so many opportunities to learn a musical instrument, but I just wasn't interested. They're both into music in a big way. Mum plays the flute and Dad plays the saxophone, so I thought they were trying to force me into playing something too. They weren't. Anyway, well, I can't say I'm a brilliant player, not just yet, but my teacher says I'm getting better, so that gives me a sense of achievement. And when I'm a bit further down the line with my music, Dad says he'll get me a new guitar. I haven't got an expensive one now because I want to see how I get on with my lessons first. I love playing, though. It makes me feel really chilled and calm.
Speaker 3. Paul.
I live near Cambridge, which is famous for punting. I've known about punting since I was really young because it's a popular activity with visitors here. And my best mate got a job as a punter with one of the local punting companies, and he suggested that I do the same. But I just want to do it as a leisure activity. It's not overly challenging. I guess the worst that can happen is you can crash into another boat, or if you have problems with a pole, you can fall into the water. And that could be a bit embarrassing, obviously. What actually happened to me once was the pole got stuck in the mud at the bottom of the river, and I really hurt my wrist trying to maneuver it out. It was probably because I lost focus for a second or two. Punting isn't the most economical of activities. It costs me loads to hire the boat, and that's why I only do it once a month.
Speaker 4. Brandon.
Well, my go-to thing's music. I listen to it all the time, though not when I'm in class or asleep, obviously. Mom says that when I was about 1.5, I used to beg her to turn on the music channels on TV and then get really mad when she turned them off. So, I guess that's how it all started. The cool thing about being into music is that it doesn't need to cost a fortune. You don't have to pay for a streaming service if you don't want to. There's such a wide range of awesome radio stations out there that you can find whatever sort of music you're into. All you have to do is put on your headphones. And whether you listen in your room like me, or when you're out for a run, music can transport you into another world, which is kind of nice.